Okay, today is Daf Ayin of Masechtas Zvachim. One Daf Samach Testament Beis. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that Malika, and it means Shechita also, of a bird does not take away the Tumah of the bird if you eat it. And I guess an improper Shechita or a Shechita of a trefa, right. If an oaf is a trefa and it's shechted, the Mishnah only says malika, but it means shechita also, that if that happens and you swallow the bird, you still become tamei. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And we're trying to figure out, why does he say that? Why does he say that? After all, Rabbi Meir had a kal vachomer from animals to birds, that it should be the same. Just like an animal that shechted, even if it's a treif or whatever, it doesn't make you tame if you touch it. Why? The shechit is metaret. So to a bird should be the same thing. And why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it doesn't help? Why does he hold like that? And we said, because he said the word, it says in the pasuk, nevela utreifa. And we said that nevela utreifa, what about a nevela utreifa? That a nevela or a treifa, that a nevela or a trefa make you tummy, right? A nevela or a trefa make you tummy. And we said, you can't have a trefa without a nevela, really. So it's really redundant. So from the extra word trefa, you learn out that a bird that's a trefa, even if it's shechted properly, it still makes you tummy. That's what we said. Rav Shizbi had a tough question on that, right? Rav Shizbi had a very hard question on that. His question was, Then there's another pasuk that says chelev nevela v'chelev trefa, a chelev nevela and a chelev trefa, you can do whatever you want with it, as long as you don't eat it. Which means you can touch it and it won't make you tummy, because you can do whatever you want with it. You can sell it, you can play with it, you give it to the dog, do whatever you want with it, but you can't eat it. And we said again, and we should say the same thing, that we should distinguish between a trefa. That a trefa is redundant. Because you can't have a chelev of a trefa without it also being a nevela. It's impossible. So not impossible, but it's redundant. So why does the Torah go out of its way to say chelev trefa and chelev nevela? So what was the question? Right? Which would imply, if the chelev of a treif is tahar, it would imply that the animal is not tahar. Only the chelev is tahar, not the animal, right? It would imply the animal is tamei. How could that be? That it says that certain animals are tamei and certain animals don't become tamei. What are those? Those are a treif that shechted properly. A treif that shechted properly is not tamei. It's not tamei. By saying that the chelev is tamei, it implies. But the rest of the animal, I'm sorry, by saying that the chelev is tahar, doesn't make you tummy. Tahar says you can do whatever you want with that chelev. So it implies that the rest of the animal is tummy. But that's not true. Because a treif for shechted properly is not tummy. Right? Therefore, what does the word treifa in that pasuk come to include? Why does it say chelev treifa, chelev nevela, chelev treifa? It's redundant. It must be to teach you that only kosher animals that have such a thing as a trefa. No such thing as a trefa by a non-kosher animal. You can't eat it anyway. You can't eat it. It doesn't make a difference if a zebra has a trefa. You can't eat it no matter what you do. But a kosher animal could be. It's different. A kosher animal, such a thing as a trefa. Right? So the word trefa there is to distinguish that the chelev of a non-kosher animal is tahar. You can do whatever you want with it, right? But a chelev of a kosher animal is not tahar. Why not? Because you can't eat it. So that's different. Is that what we said? Trefa mibarle lema'ute temeya, right? Mishiyesh b'mino trefa, only animals that have such a thing as a trefa. Yatzazu, a non-kosher animal, sh'ein b'mino trefa. Right? Hachanami, so too by the bird, limiute ov tame she'en b'mino trefa. It comes to exclude a non-kosher bird. Back to square one. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a kosher bird that shechted still makes you tame? So, Rabbi Yehuda min nevela nafkale. We learned it out. What?
Where are you?
I'm on Samach Teslam and Beis.
Five lines on the bottom.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Nevela Nafkale. He learns out that there's no Tumah from the word Nevela by a non-kosher bird. So I have the word Trefa still available. How does he learn out that a non-kosher bird, there's no Tumah? Why is there no Tumah by a non-kosher bird? What does that make sense? Yes, it makes sense, because it's not edible anyway. Kosher birds are in the world of edible. Non-kosher birds not. So there's no... How do I know that? Not from the word trefa, from the word nevela. So the word trefa is available to teach you about kosher birds. Right? Right. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachal, I would think, te nevelas of tame, metame, begadim, abeis habliya, that a nevela of an of tame should make you tame if you swallow it. Right? Talmud Lomar, Nevela utrefa lo yochel. By the way, don't eat a Nevela and don't eat a Trefa also. Which means, Misha isuhu mishum bal tochel Nevela. The whole reason is that you can't eat it because it's a Nevela. Yatzazu, but a non-kosher bird is excluded. Shein isuhu mishum bal tochel Nevela. It has nothing to do with Nevela. Nothing to do with that. Ela mishum bal tochel tamei. Because it's not kosher. Nothing to do with that. Right? Even a kosher bird, it still can't eat it if it's a Nevela. What about a non-kosher bird? It doesn't make a difference what you do with it. No matter what, you can't eat it. So therefore, that's why I need the word nevela, and the word treif is available to teach me what? That a kosher bird, that's a treifa, that shechted, and I swallow it, I become tamei. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Now the Gemara says, now, what's the story with the chalev of a non-kosher animal? Chalev of a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal drops dead. A bear drops dead. And you touch it. What happens to you? You become tame. It's a nevela. What about the chalev of the behemoth tamea?
Doesn't.
Why not? Because we said only animals that are edible, the chalev, but not if it's not edible. So therefore, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says you can do whatever you want with that trefa, the chalev. Whatever you want, you can do with it. Just can't eat it.
Right.
And if it's non-kosher, if it's a non-kosher animal, it doesn't make you tummy. You can do whatever you want with it. You can touch it. So, what about the chalev of a non-kosher bird? Chalev of a non-kosher bird. Right.
Chalev of
a
bird.
Huh?
Yeah. No chalev by a bird.
What?
Chalev by a bird.
Let's assume it's chalev by a bird. There isn't? How do you know?
Because it's never described. It's no fence in a bird.
I'm just telling you what the pasuk says. Okay. The Gemara's question now is, I figured it's better to do the question in advance and then read it inside. The chalev of a non-kosher bird, I'm sorry. The chalev of a non-kosher animal should be tummy. We said it's not tummy.
Right.
It should be tummy. Why should it be tummy? Yeah. Because the only chalev of an animal that is usher because of chalev is usher. Do we say the chalev is not tame? Right? But the chalev of a non-kosher animal that is not kosher anyway, right? Then the chalev should be tame.
Should be kalachor.
Exactly. So the word trefa is extra. Now let's read that inside. Hai nami. This also, the chalev of a behemoth tameya, right? Should be tame. Tepagle, michalev, Unevela. Misha siruhu mishum bal tochel chelev nevela. The only reason why you can't eat it is because it's not, because it's a nevela problem. There's a chelev problem. Yotza zu, but a non-kosher animal, sheni sur mishum bal tochel chelev nevela. That's not the reason you can't eat the nevela. You can't eat the chelev. The reason is, it's not kosher. Ela mishum tame. Right? So I don't need the pasuk of trefa to tell me that. I need it anyway. So Gemara says, so the Gemara says true, that's true. The word trefa teaches that the chalev of a chaya, which by the way you're allowed to eat, chalev of a chaya is butter, is also tame. Right? Ha ella hai trefa mi boy la suye chaya. It comes to include the chalev of a chaya. Okay? That what? That if you touch that, you're tahar. Again, the chalev is tahar. The nevela is tame. But the chalev of the nevela is not tame. Why is that? Because we said, you're not allowed to eat the chalev. Why I can't eat the chalev? Because you're not allowed to eat the chalev. Nothing to do with it. It's a kosher animal. The chalev you can't eat. So that it's tahar. You can do whatever you want with it, it says the pasuk. You can sell it, you can touch it, do whatever you want with it. It doesn't make you tame. What about the chalev of a chaya? But the chalev of a chaya, the chalev you're allowed to eat. If it's kosher, if it's shechted properly. It's a quirk in the Torah. Chalev of a chaya is mutter to eat. Of a kosher chaya. A deer. You can eat the chalev of a deer. It's mutter to eat. Right? So I would have thought, Misha chalbo asur, if the chalev is asur, ubsaro mutter, but the basur is mutter, like a regular animal, like a cow, yotza zu, but a chaya is different, shechelba ubsaro mutter, they're both mutter, right? Kamash malan, that's why the word trefa comes along, don't say that, but even though you're allowed to eat the chalev of a chaya, the chalev is still, the chalev is still not going to make you tame if you touch it. Not going to make you tame. Right? So the Gemara says that can't be. Why not? Because a non-kosher animal is no different between the basar and the chalev. A non-kosher animal.
You're not allowed to eat that.
They're both the same. Right? It's all treif. So therefore, the chalev is tameh.
Why would the chalev? The whole premise we're going to now.
Because the Gemara is saying, the Gemara doesn't question now. The only time the chalev is mutter is when the basar is asar.
Right, and this is
But by a non-kosher animal, the chalev is asar, and so right. Is the basar asar.
Right.
They're the same. So too a chaya, they're also the same.
Right.
Happily, they're both mutter. The bus is mutter and the chalev is mutter. But they're both the same. Since they're both the same, what you're saying is not true. Comparing it to a non-kosher animal. Right? So therefore, the chalev should be tameh. Right? Also, the pasuk said, you can't eat it. So you can do whatever you want with a chalev, but you can't eat it. But the chalev of a chaya you can eat. So the pasuk can't be talking about a chaya. Doesn't make any sense. Right? What did the pasuk say? You can do whatever you want with it. B'chol yaseh, whatever you want. Oh, but you can't eat it. But the chalev of a chaya you can eat. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's this whole limud. Amalei, maishna tmeya. Why is a treif animal different? That the chalev is not tahar? Why not? Because it's not edible, right? Because the ain chelba chalev yibzara. There's no difference between the chalev and the meat. They're both asr. As opposed to a behemah, which the chalev is asr, but the meat is mutter. Chayanami. So chay the same story. Ein chelba chalev yibzara. There's no difference between the chalev and the basar. That happens to be they're both mutter now. Right? So therefore, the chalev should be usher. The ode also, haksim v'achol tochlu, don't eat it. Can't we talk about a chalev of a chaya, which you can eat? Doesn't make any sense. Right? So getting back to our issue, so there's nothing to do. It can't be talking about a chalev chaya. So back to our question. What do we do with these extra words? Okay? Says Abaya, Gesundheit, the word trefa is not redundant. It's not redundant. Marcel said yesterday he didn't think it was redundant. Why? Says Abaya, it's not redundant. You know why? You can't compare it to a non-kosher animal. Says Abaya, Amalei Abaya, trefa legufa yitzrich. Treif is needed for itself, right? That what? That if a kosher animal dies, it drops dead, a cow drops dead, the chalev is not usher. That was it? Yeah. I'm sorry. That the chalev is tahar. We said yesterday, but that's the same thing as an avila. Same thing. What's the matter if it dropped dead and had a treif inside it? And it dropped dead and it was a nevela because he never shechted it. It's a treif, it's the same thing as a nevela. Same thing. Is it a nevela? So there's a dispute. Is it a treifa walking around had the halachic status of a nevela or not? Doesn't make a difference. Yes or no, it's still a nevela. Right? So why does it say both? Shalot tomar, don't say like this. Ho'il utmeya asura mechayim. Well, a non-kosher animal, right? A non-kosher animal, already when it's alive, you can't eat it.
Right.
You can't eat it. Right? Shechita's never going to be matarit. Nothing you can do to save the kin. Nothing you can do. You're never going to be able to eat a zebra. Never going to happen. Right? Nothing you can do. Shechting it, not shechting it, never going to help. Now, v'treifa asura mechayim. A treifa, also, there's nothing you can do to this treifa that you can be able to eat it. Nothing you can do. It's a treifa. Has something wrong with it. It's one of its avarim. Nothing you can do. It's never going to help. Right? As opposed to stomach cow walking around, that cow, that's potential meat. All I got to do is shecht it. All right, if it drops dead before I shecht it, it turns into a nevela. It's not the same thing at all. In potentiality, not the same thing at all. A treifa you're never going to be able to eat. Never. And a chaya and a nevela, you could eat a nevela. Just shecht it first. They're very different. Ma tameya chelba tamei, just like a non-kosher animal, the chelv is tamei. Af treifa chelba tamei. So too, the chelv should be tamei. Comes along the Torah. No, it's not true. I would have thought it is true. It's not redundant at all. You hear that, what Abaye just did? Okay. So then comes along the Gemara and says, if that's what you're going to say, then we can say the same thing by birds. Right? Which is how we started this whole discussion. Right? That what? E hachi hai nami mibaye. We can say the same thing. Right? That what? Shalot tomar. Don't say like this. Hal of ov tamei aser b'achila. An ov tamei, a non-kosher bird, you can never eat it. A penguin. It's a non-kosher bird. You can never eat that, no matter what you do. Hal of ov tamei aser b'achila, v'treifa aser b'achila, and a treifa bird walking around, even if it's kosher, also aser b'achila. Ma ov tamei, ena matamei. Just like a non-kosher bird, doesn't make you tamei if you swallow it. Af treifa, ena matamei. So too, a treifa also doesn't make you tamei. Don't say that. Right? What?
What's the last point?
Ma'ov, where am I? Ma'ov, tame, ena matame. Just like a non-kosher bird. What happens if you eat a non-kosher bird? Do you become tame? No, you don't.
No.
So too, if you ate a treifa of a kosher bird, you also should have become tame, which is exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Yehuda said, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would have no makar. So then, why don't we say that? It's a kosher bird, but it has a treif. It's missing a limb or something. It's an internal organ. It's missing. It doesn't have a lung. Whatever it is, it's going to die soon. So, and if you swallow that, and you shecht it even if you shecht it, you still can't eat it.
Right.
So you eat it anyway. So forget that veer of eating non-kosher birds. Forget that. Are you tamei? Rabbi Yehuda said yes. Right. But this would teach me no. Va'od also, also, the entire premise is faulty. Va'od, mi ikka lemelaf treifa mitameya. Can you really compare a non-kosher bird to a kosher bird with a treifa, or a non-kosher animal to a kosher animal with a treifa? Tameya lo ha'yithlo shatz ha'kosher. A treifa never was kosher. I'm sorry. A non-kosher animal never had a shatz kosher. A zebra never is kosher. It's born not kosher. Treifa ha'yithlo shatz ha'kosher. A treifa did have a time. What?
Before it became a treifa.
Right. V'chi tema treifa bibeten. You want to tell me it was born like that? It was born already a treifa? Michael and Amr, what are you going to say? But b'mina mia ikka. In the species you still have non-treifas. Right? Cows are born good. Once in a blue moon there's a cow that's a treifa. Once in a blue moon you have such a thing. Right? But you don't have it in the species. So the whole premise is faulty, says Rava. The whole thing is faulty. Right? Back to square one. What do we do with the word treifa? El Amarava, here's the answer. The Isser of Nevela applies to a Chelev. The Isser of Nevela applies to Chelev, right? You're not allowed to Chelev. What about if it's a Nevela? You're still a kid eat the Chelev, right? But when you eat the Chelev of a Nevela, are you eating Nevela or are you eating Chelev? It gets to the issue of Isser Chal Isser.
Right.
It's also for two reasons. First of all, it's not kosher. And second of all, it's Chelev. So, which one is it? And by the way, the Isser of Trefa also applies to a Nevela. Cows walk around and drops dead. And you open it up, and that, it's a Trefa. So you eat that. You did two things wrong. You ate Trefa. It's a Trefa. It wasn't going to live. It's also a Nevela. Didn't have Shechita. Right?
Well, the answer is yes. There is such a thing, the Isser Chal Isser.
What?
There is such a thing.
Correct. There is such a thing. So if you eat Chelev of a Nevela, you get two Averis.
Right.
If you eat chelev, if you eat a trefa that's also a nevela, not the chelev, trefa, the steak of a trefa nevela, you also get two Averis.
It's either one or the other.
What do you mean?
If it's a trefa means that was shech properly.
That's a rava saying. What do you mean? It drops dead. No shechita. No shechita. It's a nevela. Happens to me. It was also a trefa.
No, the trefa part falls in the.
No. Why? Well, who said?
Like
that. Huh? That's rava saying. Not like that. Just like a nevela. Can build on a treif on a treifa. Sorry, just like chelev can build on a nevela. Right, two averes for that. It's a nevela. It's also chelev. So too, it's a nevela. It's also a treifa. Why not? Now, I don't know the details of the rules of when itzer chalis and when we, right? When is itzer chalis and when is itzer not chalis? When do we say you get two averes? When do you say you get one? What if you eat non kosher on Yom Kippur? So you ate, and you also ate not kosher. Is it two Averis or one Averis? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. It's a complicated sugya.
Chelev is only one aspect of the animal. It's not the whole thing.
So?
Are we saying whole?
I hear what you're saying. So you're saying better or worse? Is it more of a reason that you should get two Averis or less of a reason? I don't know. Right? I don't know the answer. It's a complicated topic. It's a chal isser. When do you say it? When don't you say it? Right? If something's also for two reasons. Right? Like that comes also by right. Somebody's a married woman, and she's also your sister-in-law. She's two things. She's your mother, and she also marries your father. So she's two things. To say Yitzchak Chal Isser, I don't know.
But in the Indian of Yitzchak Chal Isser, you still try to go for the most megal place possible.
Right, but the question
that means, is... That means if you have a trefa that is also has chelev,
right.
Nevela,
it's also a trefa.
Right, you're going to go for the one that, if it wasn't for that one thing, it would be good.
Oh,
that's one.
Right. So then there's another question.
Well, it happens to be there's another problem
also,
too.
Also, which came first? First, she was my mother-in-law. Then, first, she was a married woman. Then, she became a mother-in-law.
Right.
She got married her daughter. Right. So now, she's also me twice.
Also, yes.
So all these factors.
But it's also saved the failures when you eat a bug you're over five lavas.
Right. Right. Fair enough. Right. So Amar Rava. Rava says, HaTorah Amra Yavo Isser Nevela V'Yachal Isser Chelev. The Isser of Nevela is on top of the Isser Chelev.
The
Mizichayev twice.
Nice.
You ate in a Vela, now I'll do that. So it's a Chelev. Now I'll do that. Also, Yavo Isser Trefa, V'Yavo V'Yachal Isser Chelev. The Isser of Trefa can come on top of the Vela too. That's a big Chiddush.
Yeah.
That's a big Chiddush. Right?
Yeah.
And therefore what? That's why it says Chelev Trefa and Chelev Nevela. It's not redundant at all.
So it's two Isurim.
It's two Isurim, right? What the Pasuk says, but you can't eat that. Hanah, you can tell it, 100%. Can't eat that. So you see, you get Chayev twice. That's why it says it like that. Utsmichi, and it's necessary to say both. Diashminan, Nevela. If it only says that Nevela is also on top of Chelev, Mishum, Demetamia, because there's Tumah there. Aval Trefa. Ema lo, trefa is no tuma, right? If you shecht an animal and it's tame, and it turns out to be a trefa, there's no tuma. Viesh meinan, trefa, and if I had trefa, mishum di sur mechayim. But a trefa is even also when it's alive. It's never going to become mutter. Abel nevela, but a nevela could become mutter. How? Just shecht it. Ema, I would say, lo, maybe it doesn't, the Isser Chal Isser doesn't apply over here. Tzvichi, yes it does. Okay? So that really ends the sugya. That really ends the hard part of the sugya. Now it's not so hard now. Now the Gemara says like this. So we have all these psukim that we were trying to do to get Rabbi Yehuda to say, why is it asur? Why, if you shecht an oaf that's not kosher, why is it that you still become tameh, and by a behemoth you don't? So we had all these psukim. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said, you don't become tameh. You don't become tameh at all. So now the Gemara wants to know, so what does Rabbi Meir do with all these psukim?
Good point.
He doesn't need them to teach you all these funny halachas because he didn't help in this. So now the Gemara says, where am I? Verb mayor, high trefa meyavidle. So what does he do in the next word trefa? So Gemara says, mi boile lemuute shchita. If you shech the bird, shehi lifnim. Right? If you shech the bird in the azara, what are you shechting a bird in the azara for? In the azara is only malika. Shechting a bird in the azara, that what? It also doesn't make you tamei. Even though there's no shechita in the Beit HaMikdash for birds, what they're doing there. Okay, still, it's not a crazy thing. It still doesn't make you tummy. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that halacha? Trefa achkwina tziv. There's another word, trefa, somewhere. In Vayikra chav beiz ches. Okay, another word, trefa, and he learns it out from that. Rabbi Meir, what does he do with that extra word, trefa? So, chad lemute shechita shilithnim. Wants to teach you that, what we just said, that shechita of a bird in the Beit HaMikdash, which really no such thing. And then, nevertheless, if you eat that bird, you don't become tamei. V'chad l'me'ute of tamei. That even an of tamei, right? That it doesn't apply by an of tamei, right? And an of tamei, you will become tamei. It will become tamei if you swallow it, right? Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that then? Nevela Naftah. He learns that from the word nevela. For Meir, hi nevela, my avidle. What does he do with the word nevela? Lashir achila bekezayas. He uses it to teach you, that, by the way, how much do you have to eat to be over this isser, whether it saves you from Toma or not? The answer is a kezayas. So v'tepikle, I need two psukim for that. V'tepikle mikra kama. Learn from the first pasuk. It says v'chol nefesh hashtoch on the velu trefa. Why say it twice? So the Rebbeir says, "Midafkei rachmana loshan achila." But since the Torah says loshan achila, chad l'shir achila kizayis, v'chad l'shir achilas bichtei achilas pras. That not only is it a kizayis, but it has to be a kizayis bichtei achilas pras. So if you have a sandwich, and in the sandwich is nevelas of tamei and kosher meat, and it's going to take you 20 minutes to eat that kizayis of you're not going to become tamei. Why? It's not bichtei achilas pras. Has to be in like two to nine minutes, whatever it is. Now, that's the definition of eating. So why do we need another pasuk to tell me that? It's obvious. So the Gemara says no. I would have thought, this whole thing is such a chiddush. You don't find anywhere in the Torah that you become tamei by eating something. Only by birds. Such a funny thing. It's a chiddush. So I would have thought, Yosef de Achilles Pras, Nami Latame, you need a bigger shear. Kamash Bon, no you don't. Regular Kazayas, Bichde Achilles Pras. Okay?
So you become Tame and you, which is Begoyden.
Yeah, whatever you're wearing, become Tame. Just by eating this bird. Just by eating this.
Well, you of course, you and the Begoyden.
Right. Yeah. You and the Begoyden. Since there's no Tumma like this ever. But what kind of Tumma is this? Normally, you can only become Tame by touching something. But being in the same room, carrying, right? Here, someone's feeding it to me even. I become tame, and my clothing. That's a funny thing. So, it's a chiddush, okay. Okay. Back to the issue of, oh my gosh. The chelev of a nevela. The chelev of a nevela does not make you tamei if you touch it. Right. An animal. Yeah. Chelev of a nevela does not make you tamei. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says you can do whatever you want with it. You can't eat it. The pasuk said, achlulo, you can't eat it, but it doesn't make you tamei. That's a funny thing. The animal, yes. The chelev of an animal, it's a kosher animal that died, dropped dead. Kosher animal, doesn't make you tamei. Tana Rabbanan. V'chelev nevela, v'chelev trefa, the chelev of a nevela and the chelev of a trefa, and the pasuk continues, Yathel l'chol malacha, can do whatever you want with it, v'alcha lo tochlu, but you can't eat it. V'chelev behema tahor rakasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about a kosher animal. Ata omer b'chelev behema tahor rakasa medaber. You told me you're talking about a kosher animal. Oeinu ela b'chelev behema tameya. Maybe it's a non-kosher animal. Who said it's kosher? Maybe it's not kosher. Amarta, well, tihar, right? It says that it's tahar, right? That the chelev of a behema, this behema we're talking about, is tahar. Mechlal, right? That shchuta, the reason why, Amarta tihar, right? Mechlal shchuta. V'tiher, mechlal chelev. Right? It says v'tiher from the issue of nevela and shchita. Because there is no shchita because it dropped dead. I'm sorry. Chelev and shchita. Chelev and shchita. Which means, ma kishet tiher mechlal hashchuta b'tahora v'lo b'tameya. Just like shchita only works by kosher animals, not by non-kosher animals. Af kishatiher miklal chelev, so too. Just like when this chelev now is tahar, it's talking about b'tahora v'lo b'tameya, by a kosher animal and not a non-kosher animal. Okay, very very good drasha. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? I can just change that around. Klachol derech zu, I'll switch it around. Tiher miklal nevela. It's tahar from the category of nevela. The tier mechal chelev, and it's tar from the category of chelev. Ma'akish tier mechal nevela, but tameya v'lo b'tahora. Just like the nevela issue is by a non-kosher animal and not by a kosher animal. Afkish tier mechal chelev, but tameya v'lo b'tahora. So switch it around and get the same result. So the question is, when the Torah says to me that the nevela is not tamei, I'm sorry, the chelev of the nevela is not tamei. What animal is it talking about? We said it's a kosher animal. Amarta. Kishababa derechzu shehi tahora. The first way I read it, it turns out it's a kosher animal. Kishababa derechzu shehi b'tameya. And the second way I read it, it's talking about a non-kosher animal. Tamad lomar treifa. That's why it says treifa. What does a treifa mean? Yesh b'mina, yesh mi sheyesh b'mina treifa. Only in the world of animals where a treifa matters. What does a treifa matter? Only by kosher animals a treifa matters, but non-kosher animals, no such thing as a treifa. It's not kosher anyway, right? Only by treifa animals, only by kosher animals, is there such a concept as a treifa. Otzi es atameya, so exclude from this Torah non-kosher animals. Shein b'mina treifa. There's no such thing as a treifa by non-kosher animals. Not kosher anyway. I don't care if it's a treifa or not. Non-kosher. V'lo otzi es achaya, and I'm not going to exclude achaya. Right? Sheyesh b'mina treifa, which also doesn't have a treifa by kosher chayas. Tamad lomar, v'achol lo tochlu. That's why it says, don't eat it. Mi shechel ba'asr, only something that the chelev is asr. Ubsar mutter. Yatz chaya, excluded is a chaya, shechel ba'ubasar mutter, where they're both mutter. So therefore, what's the pasuk talking about? Pasuk's talking about a behema that's kosher. A kosher behema. The chelev of a kosher behema that died without shechita is not tamei. Okay? Amalei, Rav Yaakov, Bar Abba, L'Rava, El Mayata, if that's true, Nevelos Behema Tahora, Hu Dematame. So Nevelos Behema Tahora should make you tamei. The Nevelos Behema Tamei, Lomatame. And if a zebra drops dead and you touch that, he shouldn't become tamei. At all. Amalei, Kamasavi Shabishduba. A lot of people made that mistake. Right? Seifa asan l'nevelas of tamei. The seifa is not talking about a kosher animal or non-kosher animals. It's talking about a bird, right? That when the bird or that the Torah made a kosher bird. I'm sorry, a non-kosher bird. That died. And you eat that bird anyway. Do you become tamei by swallowing it? No, you don't. Only by a kosher bird you become tamei by swallowing it, because an of tamei is not matame beis habliya. But don't make the mistake that a non-kosher animal that drops dead, it doesn't make you tummy. That certainly does. What doesn't make you tummy? Swallowing an oaf tummy. Okay. Okay, next. Oh my gosh. We're going to finish this? I'm not going to finish it. Yeah, okay. It's true. Now, Amar of Yochanan. Remember back in the Mishnah where Meir said that if you eat a non-kosher bird, no, if you eat a kosher bird that had shechita, if a kosher bird had shechita, you don't become tamei. They'll say it was a treifa. But it was a kosher bird. You don't become tamei, right? Right? Remember he said that? So Amar B'Yochanan, lo tir Meir. He only said that, ela b'tamimin, if the oaf is a tamim. Aval ba'obali mumin, if it has a mum, and it's not ready for a karban, lo. He never said his din. Which is a funny thing, because, okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu b'bali mumin, even by bali mumin. Itmar nami, we also learned, Omer of Bibi, Omer of Elazar, Matar hayu Reb Meir, b'bali mumin, he even was matar bali mumin, that what? It was shechted, turned out it had a trefa, you don't become tamei, even if it was a balmum. Afilu avazid v'tar nagolim, even chicken, or a goose, which cannot even be a carbon. Even those animals, even those birds, will not make you tamei. If you ate it, it had a mum, it doesn't make a difference if it had a mum, it doesn't make a difference if it's a trefa, it makes no difference. That's why it's a funny shita. If a trefa doesn't make you tamei, but if a mum does make you tamei, it doesn't make any sense even to say that. But we don't hold like that, that's not what he says over here, right? So even if it's a chicken, which can't even be a carbon, doesn't make a difference, it has a mum, it has a trefa, now let's eat it. But if you do eat it, you don't become tamei. Okay? Okay, let's stop here by Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya is going to have some interesting questions, which Rabbi Yirmiya always does. Fascinating questions. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. I thank everyone for their patience. This not easy daf at all, quite challenging. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos and a good day.